Blog Talk Radio.
Let me hear the worshipers! Where's all of my praises? I want everybody around the world to put your hands together because all the praise belongs to God. Here we go. care what you've been through. Just know that praise is bringing you out right now. Nobody can get praise but God tonight. Come on, clap them hands. Ladies and gentlemen, all around the world, you better get excited because this is Straight to the Point, ladies and gentlemen, with Prophetess Dr. Dolores T. Henderson. She'll be coming up real fast after some announcements and another song, but you better give God some praise. You better stop right now and just praise Him on Straight to the Point. Yeah. Thank God for Jesus, ladies and gentlemen. Thank God for Jesus. Amen. Hey, ladies and gentlemen, we're on Straight to the Point Global, ladies and gentlemen, with Prophetess Dr. Dolores T. Henderson. As I mentioned earlier, she'll be coming up after quick announcements, ladies and gentlemen. Hey, the number I want you guys to tweet out, fax out, email, Instagram, Pinterest, LinkedIn, Twitter, all points north, 347-843-4559. You literally need to be calling, texting everybody you know right now. And let them know that Dr. Henderson is coming up with a powerful word and some awesome information for you tonight on Straight to the Point, ladies and gentlemen. The number again, I'm going to give it out one more time, maybe twice, 347-843-4559. One more time. Y'all need to be tweeting it out right now, 347-843-4559. So we thank God for you. Hey, also, too, ladies and gentlemen, we're excited about you getting ready for the word as well. So get your minds and hearts ready for the word of God coming from the woman of God coming up right after this next song. So God bless you, and we'll see you in a few minutes. All right. Bye-bye. Thank you so much for joining us on Straight to the Point. Amen. Amen.
And your mercy endures forever. Say it again. You are good. And your mercy endures forever. Now come on, clap your hands and shout if you believe it tonight. Come on, everybody!
Enduring forever. Hey, ladies and gentlemen, all around the world, as Dr. Henderson would say, somebody better be doing some cartwheels and flips, ladies and gentlemen, on that song. That is exciting. We thank God for Straight to the Point. Y'all get ready. She's coming up. Woo-hoo. God bless you. Amen and amen. Hey, ladies and gentlemen, I want you to put your hands for the woman of God coming up. We're opening up her mic right now. Welcome, Dr. Henderson.
Blessings, 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 everybody out there in radio land. I just want to say that you are good all the time, and all the time, you are good. How many of you out there is singing that song with me on tonight? Because he is good. He's better than good. He is awesome, great, wonderful, excellent, majestic, amazing. He is the one and only God. You have tuned in with me on tonight to the Straight to the Point. For those of you who are joining me for the very first time, let me tell you who we are. Straight to the Point is a prophetic and business broadcast that is aimed at dealing with real issues as we offer real solutions to every single soul, everybody. For the Bible is said, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but to have an everlasting life. So I want to thank you for joining and tuning in with me, those of you who are tuning in by way of live, those of you who are tuning in by way of the internet, and those of you who are going to call back. I want to thank you so very much for tuning in and listening to and participating. Those of you who are going to participate with us on tonight, I want to thank you in advance for your participation, for it is clear, iron sharpens iron. So that's what I like about our show. We allow the audience, we allow our listeners, we allow our guests to comment, to help us teach or preach or prophesy. Yes. And or if they want prayer, we do pray for them. And so this is definitely a two-way communicative show. We encourage each other on this show. So I'm excited about the Straight to the Point, and I want to thank the founder of this awesome network, the Men's Let's Talk Network, Dr. Kevin Vaughn, for we've been on this show, I think, ever since 2012, and so we've been on here for quite a while and making an impact. You know, that's what it's all about, making an impact, and countless of people have been healed, delivered, set free, have been blessed. We've heard testimony after testimony after testimony. People have been have gotten out of poverty, have gotten out of debt. People have gotten healed. Relationships have been reconciled and restored. Parents who have been praying for their children, their children have been saved. People have been healed from cancer and all manners of disease. And so I thank God for the vision of the Straight to the Point. We give it to you straight to the point. So sometimes it may come off a little, you know, kind of little rough, but, you know, that's what the show is. It's the Straight to the Point, meaning that I'm going to give it to you straight to the point. Now, I also have a show on Thursday nights called The Right Now Word on Eternal Life Network TV. If you just want strictly The Right Now Word, you can tune in on Thursday nights, but for Monday nights, we give it to you straight to the point. We have what is called a three-part segment of this show, in which the first part is the word and or prophetic word and or discussion. Then the second part is the business spotlight, in which we allow anyone who has a business, a ministry, an event, an author, whatever it is that God has given you to in the earthly realm, to be prosperous and successful and to open up doors for someone else to sow into somebody's life and to be a beacon of hope for someone. We allow you to a chance to do what we call is spotlight your business. And so that's the second segment of the show. Then the third segment is the bonus question of the week. And so we're not going to do the bonus question of the week today, but we normally have the bonus question of the week, and so we're not going to do that tonight. I am actually not going to be before you long. I just wanted to come on and to greet you. But before I do that, I want to give credit to Hezekiah Wapka, and every praise is to our God. You know, the very first time I heard that song, I went to a funeral of a good friend of mine, and I'll never forget Minister Williams was his name, and I'll never forget, and he really left an impression on my heart, because I remember I had I do the P3 conferences every year, but in this particular conference, I'll never forget Minister Williams, because Minister Williams drove all the way from North Carolina to Greenbelt, Maryland. We had the conference in that year in Greenbelt, Maryland. He drove all the way from North Carolina to Greenbelt, Maryland, just to get to the conference, and didn't have no money. But he said God told him that he had to get to that conference, and he believed God, and him and his wife drove all the way up to that P3 conference. I believe that was P3 conference 2014. Yep, that's exactly. It was P3 conference 2014. We had that, the P3 conference 2014, right out in Greenbelt, Maryland, and he was there. And him and his wife, they came, and, he said he stepped out on faith, and he believed God. And his favorite song was, "I'm going to have a strong finish because I have strong faith." And I love that song today because that was his favorite song. But long story short, a few months later, I don't think it was even 6 months later, that Minister Williams had passed away. And so we all went down to meet myself and two ministers, lady minister friends of mine. We drove down to North Carolina to the funeral. And I'll never forget that Minister Williams' wife was standing over that casket, and she started to sing, "Every praise is to my God, and every word of worship is in one accord. Every praise, every praise." I mean, she sang that song. I just was like, oh my gosh. She sang. And I said, I've never heard anybody sing that song like she has sung it. It was my first time ever hearing it. And I love that song every since. And I say, my God, if this woman who is burying her husband can get up and praise God in the midst of her pain, in the midst of her hurt, in the midst of her not understanding, because see, she called us when Minister Williams had his heart attack. She called us as soon as it happened, and we was actually on the phone praying with her throughout the whole ordeal and talking to her and everything. But to actually see her in front of that casket singing that song, praising her God, worshiping God, in the midst of her pain and in the midst of her widowship, saying, God, you took my husband, but at the end of the day, every praise is to you. I give you glory. You're still God, and you're still good, and I love you. And so I just want to encourage somebody on tonight that regardless of what you're going through, regardless of what you're experiencing, regardless of how big the trial is in your life, I just want to encourage you and to tell you that there's nothing too hard for our God, and that every praise is to our God. And the second song I want to give honor to and credit to Israel, and "We Worship You." You know, tonight I just wanted to give God some praise, some honor, some worship, some glory, just to let him know that, it's all everything that we are. And everything that we hope to be, we owe it all to him. And that every praise, all the worship, all the honor, all the glory. I mean, it's so easy to praise God when everything is going good, when everything is going right in your life, when everything is lining up, when you can see the light at the end of the tunnel. But can you praise him when everything seems down, when everything seems bleak, when everything seems like it's not going your way? Can you still give him glory? Can you still praise him? Will you still lift up your hands and And that looking at that woman in front of her husband's casket taught me something that day. Okay, I mean, I'm telling you, with all my anointed stuff, that right there taught me a grave lesson back then, them years ago, when I seen her and singing that song that we have to give thanks to God in all things. That's the will of the Lord concerning our lives. I'm just having a discussion with you guys on tonight. I'm not being deep. I don't have a word that, you know, a sermon, none of that. I just want to talk to you guys on tonight. I just want to encourage you and talk to you and push you and motivate you on tonight to be your best self yet, and to let you know that don't let nobody separate you from the love of God. No matter what it is, no person, no place, no thing separate you from the love of Jesus Christ, the love of how God, you know, whatever it is, whatever you're going through, I want you to push past the pain, push past the hurt, push past any type of disappointments. I want you to push past it, because guess what? There is purpose in your pain. There's purpose in the trial. There's purpose in it all. I want to encourage you and let you know that Romans 8:28 is very real. It's very real that all things work together for the good of them who love God and those who are the called according to his purpose. That's right. You are the called according to his purpose. You should be happy. And like Dr. Vaughn said earlier, I always say do some cartwheels and flips and splits. You should be doing some cartwheels and splits that you are chosen. To be chosen by God is a great thing, you know. For God to have his stamp of approval on your life is a wonderful thing, because, you know, the Bible says that heaven and earth should pass away, but his word would never pass. That means that if you stand on his word, that no matter how dark the situation is, that the light is going to shine again. I just want you to know that the light is going to shine again. Day shall happen. The word says that weeping may endure for a night, but joy comes in the morning. Just Octana. You know, I posted some earlier, and I was talking about in that post, and I think I just put it on Facebook about how, you know, in this season, God is going to give you a Hannah testimony. Hannah was, everybody know who Hannah? Hannah was Samuel, the prophet Samuel's mom, who was barren and couldn't produce and was being mocked by her husband's other wives and everybody, because she couldn't produce, she couldn't have a son, she couldn't have children. But God gave her a new song, and God hearkened to her prayer, and one day Hannah was able to make her enemy her footstool. And how is that? It was because one day God hearkened to her prayer and opened up her womb, and she was able to birth out and be very productive. Not only did she have Samuel, but she had more children after that. So I want to encourage somebody on tonight that this is your Hannah season. This is the season of your Hannah. I want to tell you on tonight, this is your Hannah season. Those who have been burned, those who have been, yes, those who have been barren, those who have been forgotten, those who have been looked down on, trodden down, those who were in the yearbook the least likely to succeed, the ones who put a stat on you and said because you came from this place or that place, you were never, you know, beaten nothing, or those who, you know, who looked down on you. I want you to know that this is the season that God is coming through for the underdog, for the least likely to succeed, for the one who, for all the Hannahs out there. And I'm not talking about gender. When I say Hannah, I'm talking about in the spiritual realm. This is a spiritual thing. It has nothing to do with gender. Man or woman, men go through unproductive seasons just like women. And I'm talking about in the spiritual realm. Men go through unproductive season too. And so I'm talking to the Hannahs out there on tonight. tonight, those of you who have been, no matter what you did, everything you put your hand to, it seemed like it didn't work. But I want you to know that this is the season that God is going to give you a Hannah praise. He's going to give you a Hannah song. He's going to give you a new song that you would be singing, and you could dry those tears, because guess what? My Bible says that in Jeremiah 32:27, you know, my Bible says, God is asking a question, is anything too hard for me? You know, let's go to Jeremiah 32:27. When the prophet started to question God, he said, behold, I am the Lord, the God of all flesh. Is there anything too hard for me? And my favorite version of the Bible is the Amplified Version. I love the Amplified Version. It says, behold, and it says the same thing in this one. Behold, I am the Lord, the God of all flesh. Is there anything too hard for me? And then if you go to Philippians 4:13, go to Philippians 4:13. I'm going to read both the Amplified. The King James says, Paul said, I can do all things through Christ which strengthens me. But if you read the Amplified, it says, I have strength for all things in Christ who empowers me. I am ready for anything and equal to anything through him. And equal to anything through him who infuses inner strength into me. I am self-sufficient in Christ's sufficiency. Amen. So you got to know who you are. You got to know that all you have to do is continue to put your hands in his hands, continue to trust in him, continue to lean and depend on him. Let him guide you. Let him lead the way. And that, you know, you should be able to do anything and all things through Christ, as long as you put Jesus first. Amen. As long as you put him first in anything that you do, you would be able to do anything. That means that no matter what comes your way, no matter what the naysayers say, no matter even what you say to yourself, because I tell people all the time, you be sure that you're not the one talking yourself out of your blessing, because a lot of times we talk ourselves out of our blessings. We start listening to our inner voice. We start listening to our own voice, our own self-doubts, our own inadequacies, our own low self-esteem and things of that nature. And God is saying, that's not what I said about you. I said that you were a royal priesthood. You are a chosen generation. He said that you are fearfully and you are wonderfully made. That's what I say. I say you are wonderful. I say that you are the apple of my eye. And so God said that he holds you in high esteem. And so just as he holds you in high esteem, he wants you to rise up in your authority, in your power. He wants you to rise up in what he had called you before he even put you in your mama's womb. He had called you blessed. He has called you prosperous. He has called you chosen. He has called you royal. He has called you by your name. Hallelujah. He has called you by your name. He has predestined. He has called you. He has glorified you already. Whenever you see the word ED, that means it's already done. So whatever he has done for you, predestined for you to be, it's already done. It's already done. He's already predestined for you to prosper. He's already predestined for you to be in good health. He's already predestined for you to walk in your wealthy place. He's already predestined salvation for you and your whole household. He's already done these things. You just got to know that that you already have the authority. You already have the power. He's already given you the dominion. You just got to rise up and walk in it and declare and decree a thing, so shall it be established on this earth as it is in heaven. Pull those things out of the spiritual realm into the natural and command, and not just command, but demand it. Demand in the name of Jesus that the spirit realm will obey you because of who you are. You are a chosen vessel. You are a mighty warrior. You are an awesome man and woman of God. Do you not know who you are? So whatever you're going through tonight, any self-doubt, any self any self-doubt or feeling down and out, I want you to be encouraged and know that God doesn't think of you as being a quitter. He doesn't look at you as being down and out, but he looks at you as being up and successful and bright and saved and a king and a queen, his child. To be the child of God, to be a child of the Most High, is better than any title that anybody can give you. So I want to encourage you on tonight and to let you know that there's nothing too hard for him. He's the God of all flesh. He's the God of all flesh. And not only is it nothing too hard for him, but guess what? You. If Paul said it, that means you can too, that you can do all things through Christ who strengthens you. You've been listening to Straight to the Point. Kevin?
Amen, Dr. Hennis. I was taking a lot of notes, ladies and gentlemen. I don't know about you. I'm taking some notes, Doc. Thank you so much for that word tonight. This is Straight to the Point, everybody. Amen. Hey, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to open up the lines, and for those who may be just joining us, want you to know we mentioned only your last four digits because we're on the World Wide Web, so we're going to go right down the line and open up those numbers there for you, Doc. Hey, ladies and gentlemen, our first caller, 4489, you're live on there, one of the hottest numbers on the planet, 4489.
Yes, indeed. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. What a powerful message tonight. I'm telling you, that was just a word of encouragement for us all tonight. You know, just be ready, you know, when it's time. You know, it's in the song said, don't let nobody speak. Don't let anybody separate from the love of God. And you don't want nobody to separate you from the love of God. So that's so important. That song was so right on time tonight. And God is just good. God is just good and just so so worthy to be praised. And I just want to give God the glory tonight and thanks for the word tonight.
Amen. God bless you. Thanks for tuning in. Be encouraged.
Amen. Hey, thank you so much, Brother Hembrick. Love you.
Bless
hey,
you.
Ladies and gentlemen, our next caller, last four digits, 1795. You're live on the air. God bless you.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. God bless you.
Hey,
it's so good to be on the God bless you. It's so good to be on the line tonight to hear. Amen. Another awesome message.
Right.
Another awesome message. Always a blessing to be on the line and hear what it is that the Lord has to say. And he's always on point. Always
right
on point. Amen. I really enjoy it. I just really enjoy the whole broadcast. It just, you know, you're going to start off with the prophetic songs that's going to really line up with the word.
Right.
And everything just falls right in place
yeah,
with how God stacks it up. And, you know, it's just amazing to me how God always uses everything to connect the dots, one thing to the other, and just stacks it up all so well. But I was really blessed by the Hannah and the Penina story. You know, I read the status, and I was really moved by that. And, you know, it comes a time. God is a God of timing, and there's expiration dates to everything.
Yes.
And, you know, he is so thoughtful and so wise how he set everything up according to seasons. Everything has a season, but every season comes to an end and another season starts. And so with Hannah, that season of barrenness had an expiration date on it from the beginning of time. Just as many that's listening in tonight in this broadcast, and that may be in a barren season or maybe in a dry place or a drought time or dark season right now, I want you to know that season has an expiration date. But the key thing is how you go through a season, what attitude that you have. And so the song says, every praise is to
every
our God.
Praise.
And if you can praise him, everybody can praise him on the mountaintop. But you talked about being able to praise him in those dark moments, being able to praise
that's
him
right.
in that barren stage, in that wilderness
yeah.
stage, you know, because that's going to be the key there, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And the Bible tells us, I think I mentioned this last week, if I was on last week, about how the Bible tells us to sing, O barren. So it
yes,
determines
yes.
what you're doing in these seasons that
that's
determines
right.
your outcome or how soon your outcome
yeah,
may be. It only
right.
works if we do it the way that he says to do it.
That's
you know, he
right.
said to sing, O barren. Well, what's singing got
so
to do with somebody that's in Hannah's position that was so
right.
sorrowful, so down,
right.
and so embarrassed, and just so low? But he said, sing.
Yeah.
Why? Because that singing is going to bring forth that expiration date sooner so that you
go
can
ahead.
be full of joy and that you can carry your joy in your hand and he will remove that reproach forever.
Yes.
You know? So I thank God for the word of the Lord and the Bible. Then you took it right on in there into Jeremiah. That is there anything
is
too
there
hard
anything?
For my God? Ain't
come
nothing
on
too
here.
Hard. Even when Lazarus had died and was buried in his grave,
you
he said, is anything
it.
Too hard
it
for me? I don't care how long you've been barren. I don't care
come
how many
ahead.
Doctors have said that you can never produce. I don't care how
come
many naysayers around you that have cursed you, talked down to you, talked negative
go
about
ahead.
You. Oh, you will never amount to nothing. You will never be successful. I don't care what they say. I got a date and I have a time stamp for when it's your turn and it's
you
your season.
You better come on here.
And
go
when
ahead.
Your season and your turn come, can't nothing stop
it. Nobody stop
it. Nothing
go
and
ahead.
No one can stop it. And so he says and he asks the question, is it anything too
is
hard
anything?
For me? I'm just asking. Look, he knew
I'm
the
just
answer.
Asking.
He said, I'm just asking. I want to know where your mind at. What you think? Do you think this is impossible for me?
Yeah,
because it's not.
That's what he said.
It's not. Even with Sarah in her old age, he said, is anything
so
too hard for me? Mm-mm.
So
it ain't too
it.
Hard for me. It don't matter what the
so
situation is. It ain't too hard for him. And so I'm encouraged tonight that no matter what you're facing, no matter if you're counted out, if you've been put
yes.
out, hallelujah, glory
go
to
ahead.
God, if your time is up, your time is out, the doctors and gave up on you, it don't matter, because he going to get the
matter.
Last say. And his question tonight
yeah.
to us was, is it
anything
too hard for me? Amen. So yeah. I'm taking that. I'll take that, and
go
I thank
ahead.
God for that. I thank God for the word of the Lord. Tonight, I'm telling
yes.
you, always, I don't know about anyone else, but it's always prophetic impartation to me when I come on this line,
amen.
And I'm not just saying it. I literally
right.
look forward to Monday night. I look forward to it, and I'm
praise
on purpose
God.
Trying to keep my mind cleared and keep my schedule clear so I don't miss this Monday night straight to the point. Amen,
oh,
because it's such a blessing unto
you.
Me. And I mean it from the bottom of my heart. I mean it that it really speaks to me. Amen. And I thank God for the
God.
Word of the Lord. Thank God for the prophetic move that is on this line. And I'm like I say, it starts from the moment the line starts, clear up to the
come.
End. He starts to speak and he begins to stack that thing up so beautifully. You know, so I thank God for you. I thank God for you, Dr. Henderson, Dr. Vaughn, all of the people of God on the line. I bless the Lord for you tonight. Thank you so much for such an awesome word. God bless you.
God bless you, Evangelist. Thanks for coming on. I always enjoy how the Lord uses you when you come on. You know, you just take it further with the encouragement, and somebody needed to hear that. And so you're absolutely right. God is asking that question. Is there anything too hot for me? You know, I want to hear what you got to say because I know the answer. So absolutely, thank you so much, Evangelist. It was awesome. God bless you, dear.
God bless you.
Amen. Amen. As you know, Dr. Henderson, that's what an evangelist does. Evangelist evangelizes. Yes, I love it. Thank you so much, evangelist.
Amen.
God bless you. Amen. Hey, ladies and gentlemen, this is Straight to the Point. For those who are just joining us with Prophetess Dr. Dolores E. Henderson, we're opening up the lines. Our next caller, we're mentioning only the last four digits. Our next caller is 9644. 9644, you're live on air with Dr. Henderson. God bless you.
Yeah, how you guys doing?
Good. How are you?
I'm all right, man. Can I ask you guys a question or two, or how does it work?
Sure. This is open forum. You're going to you can ask us a question or two. That's how it works.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay, yeah. So my first question is, are you guys Christians?
Yes.
All right. So my next question is, do you guys believe in the spiritual order that God gave us to life, which is God in Christ, Christ in man, man of a woman, woman of a children? Do you guys believe in the spiritual order God gave us?
Yeah, are you speaking, you know, Jesus is God manifested in the flesh, and God put himself in woman and was birthed out as Jesus the Christ? And
no,
walk between
I'm,
us.
I'm asking,
I mean,
do you
I'm
believe
pro-
in the spiritual
I'm,
order he gave us?
I mean, it all depends on what do you mean by what is your example of the spiritual order?
I'm saying exactly what God told us the spiritual order was, which is God in Christ, Christ in man, man of a woman, woman of a children. Do you believe in the order he gave us spiritually?
Well, the order and what I believe is what I just stated. So, I mean,
which
you
is
know.
What now?
The order and what I believe is what I just stated, that Jesus is God manifested. The order and what I believe is what I just stated, that Jesus is God. The spiritual order and what I believe is what I just stated, and I'll state it one more time. Jesus is God manifested in the flesh. God put himself in the Virgin Mary and birthed himself out of the Virgin Mary and became flesh, walked among us, so he can teach us how to love and forgive, and so we will be reconciled back to the Father. Now, if you're talking about spiritual order of male and female, yeah, I do believe in male and female, and that's, you know, that's what I believe in. So that's what we believe in on this line. So, I mean,
right.
If you're talking about
okay.
something else, I'm going to give you a chance to expound on what you're
yes,
talking
ma'am.
About because we because that's what we do on this show. We respect everybody's
yes,
opinion, okay?
Yes,
all right.
Yes, ma'am.
Go
but,
ahead and explain.
Okay, so did I just hear you say that you said Jesus was God?
Yes, I did. Manifested in the flesh. That's what we believe.
So you said Jesus is God. That's what you said?
Yeah, I did.
So he's not the Son of God. He is God. That's what you said?
I'm going to say it one more time, okay? We're
yes,
not
ma'am.
Gonna get into a back and forth. I'm gonna say it one more time.
I'm just asking.
We believe. No, you can ask questions. I just said that it's an open forum. We believe that Jesus is God manifested in the flesh. Okay, that God put His Spirit in the Virgin Mary and birthed Himself out as His Son to walk among us to show us how to give Him glory and to also show us how to forgive and to love. And to be a sacrificial ordinance so that we would be reconciled back to the Father who is God. And that's what we believe.
Okay, so you don't believe Jesus is God. You believe that Jesus is God's Son that he sent to the earth in a fleshly form. Is that what you're saying?
I believe that Jesus is God manifested in the flesh. He put himself in the Virgin Mary and was birthed out. So
you don't believe Jesus is God. You believe that God sent his Son, which is Jesus, to be in a fleshly form. Is that what you're saying?
No, I'm saying what I said. Now, what
so
you're saying
Jesus is God?
That's exactly what I'm saying.
You believe that?
Yes, I do.
Wow. Okay. Well, so you think that Jesus and God are the same people, are the same entity?
I do. I believe
so you don't
that,
believe God had a son named Jesus. You don't believe that Jesus is the Son of God. You believe he is God.
I believe that he is God manifested in the flesh.
No, I didn't say manifesting in fact. Like, do you believe he's God? Is that what I'm asking?
I just told you.
No, you
now,
said
if
he's
you
God manifested in
hold
the flesh.
On,
but,
hold on.
You know.
Hold on. Because if you want to expound on what you want to expound on, you can. But you're not going to keep going back and forth trying to confuse me. I said
oh,
what
no,
I said.
No, I'm not trying to confuse anybody. I'm just simply
okay.
asking questions.
Okay. And I've answered the question 3 times, and this is my last time. We believe
right,
that
I'm
Jesus
is God. Right. I'm just trying to understand
it
as well. I'm just trying to understand
okay.
it as well.
We believe. And we believe that Jesus is God manifested in the flesh.
So you don't believe Jesus is God. You believe that he's God manifested
okay,
in the
Kevin,
flesh?
Okay, Kevin, sir, I'm going to have to go, okay? Because I'm not going to go back and forth with you.
You're
going to
hang
I
up on me
what
now?
I said. I'm going to have to because you're not getting it, okay?
Well, I'm just trying to understand
and
what
I don't,
you said.
I don't have
you're
time.
Taking it wrong.
I don't have time to talk to you about that tonight. If you want to call me and talk to me on a separate line, we can on tomorrow, but not tonight, okay?
Amen, Dr. Henderson. Amen and amen.
All right.
And we thank God for you.
Who's
and back
next?
To you, Dr. Henderson. We're ready to go.
All right, perfect. All right.
Ready for a shift.
So, I didn't want to hang up, but he keep asking me the same question, and I don't know how many times I can say it, and I, but to make a long story short, sir, I mean, if you're still listening, you can always call me, and I can expound at another time, but this is not the night, you know. And I'm going to say it one more time. We believe, according to the word of God, that Jesus is God manifested in the flesh. He manifested himself through Jesus Christ, who is our Lord and our Savior. He put himself in the Virgin Mary, who birthed him out, who birthed Jesus out of her womb, just like any other birth, okay? We believe in the virgin birth. She was a virgin that she did not have sex with no man to get pregnant, that it was the Holy Spirit who impregnated her, who God allowed the Holy Spirit to breathe on her, and she birthed out the Son, Jesus Christ, okay? She birthed out Jesus Christ, all right? So, but if you want to have a Bible study class, I don't have time for that tonight. You can definitely call my office, 240-676-3214, and I'll be glad to talk with you and go through the Bible with you and show you scriptures. As my proof, and then, but I don't have time to do that with you tonight, okay? All right. So let's do the, are we ready to share?
Yes, ma'am, we are, Dr. Henderson.
Okay. All right, so let's open up the lines for the business spotlight. Who's going first?
Amen. We're going to bring the wonderful Hembricks right on in. Brother Hembrick, you're up, my friend. God bless you.
Did we lose Hembricks?
Hey. Yes, this is Hembricks.
Oh, okay.
Hello?
Yes.
Did you hear me?
I want to say
I thank God for your strength and for handling that in an orderly fashion. Thank God for you.
You're welcome.
Yeah.
You know, this is an open line. That's the open line. People can call. You know, you're going to have people who call that don't even believe in God. But you got to keep whatever you believe in, you got to keep your stance and not be
That's
persuaded.
Right.
And not don't let nobody persuade you otherwise. And so,
Amen.
I have a problem telling him, but he kept asking me the same question over and over and over again. And I told him 4 or 5 times what we believe. So, the invitation is open. If he's still listening, he can always call me. This is just not the avenue for that right now, to go
Amen.
Back and forth. He can always
Amen.
Call me on 240-676-3214, and I'd be happy to, have Bible study with him and show him the scripture that supports everything that I just said. Amen?
Yes.
So,
Amen
all right,
to that.
Go ahead, Elder.
Amen to that.
Use the spotlight. Amen. Praise God.
Amen. Glory to God. Thank God. We have the Alpha and Omega Bets ABC and coloring book. Praise God, it's for your kids. Father God, you can get it at the Amazon. You can get it at Zulon Press. You can also get it at Walgreens. I get every time I talk about Walgreens, I get tickled right at Walgreens because it's so close to your home. Walgreens like on every Walmart. I mean, not Walgreens, but Walmart is on like every corner. And I thank God for the book being at Walmart. Thank God for that. I thank everyone for calling, and I encourage everyone, I should say, to get this book. It's an ABC covering book for children and adults. It has the Word of God in it, and it tells you the scripture for our book is all God's children should be taught of the Lord, and the Lord should be praised of thy name, of thy children. That's in Isaiah 54:13. I'll say that again. All thy children should be taught of the Lord, and great shall be the peace of thy children. That's in Isaiah 54:13. It's a wonderful coloring book. I do encourage everyone to get it. It's getting close to Christmas now. Christmas is just around the corner. You don't have to wait until Christmas to get it because it's available at all your local Christian bookstores. So we do encourage you. Probably Lady Hembrick, she's the author of this Afro and Maker coloring book. It's a wonderful book that people have been buying it. We've been getting encouraging words all over the Internet, all over Facebook about it. So, you know, we're excited about this book that's out. We thank God for her. We thank God for her. We thank God that God gave her the opportunity to do this book and publish it. She also has another book that will be coming out in the near future. We praise God for that, in advance for that. And we do thank God for that. You know, God is a good God. And also on Wednesday night, we'll be changing the date. We just haven't got around to it, but we'll also be doing something on Wednesday night. We'll send a notice out and give you more information in the upcoming weeks. So we do thank God for you for that. Thank you so much for letting us share. Have a wonderful and blessed night.
All right. Amen. So, who else we have to share, Dr. Bond?
Amen. Evangelist, we got Evangelist. Evangelist Ma, we're opening up your line there, ma'am.
Oh, yeah, she got a lot going on.
Amen. Yes, I do have a lot going on right now. Amen. I have, let's start off with the conference line.
Yes.
We have the women's conference line that we have. It's called Elevation, and we're meeting every Tuesday at 6:30 Central Time. The number to the conference line is 712-770-8041, and our access code is 536-737 hashtag. That's every Tuesday at 6:30 p.m. Central Time. 712-770-8041. Access code 536-737 hashtag. We are currently in a 6-week conference right now, beginning tomorrow, actually. And the title of that conference is Spiritual Authority. Spiritual Authority. Amen, and we are looking forward to that panel. We have some renowned, absolutely powerful, amazing speakers in this round, Dr. Dolores Henderson being one of them.
Yes.
Amen. Amen, and we thank God for that. We thank God for that favor to get someone of this magnitude. Come on, somebody. And so if you're not doing anything on Tuesday nights, be sure to join us in. We have some phenomenal speakers, as I said, and a great move of God over the next 6 weeks, Spiritual Authority. Amen. We also have going on, I just recently became my own business owner, you could say.
Oh,
business owner.
Okay.
I just recently became my own independent consultant.
All right.
For Amazing Jewels.
Oh, yeah.
Amen. It's Amazing Jewels by Jackie Mays, of course. It's through Paparazzi. I know many of you may have heard about that, but I became my own independent consultant. If you go to Facebook, to my Facebook page, which is Evangelist Jackie Mays, there is a link there where you can go directly to my website and you can see all of the things that we have to offer. You can place your order there. It's jewelry sets. It's necklace sets. It's necklaces, bracelets, earrings. We have a men's collection. We have a children's collection. We have a collection for women. And the thing about it, all of this could be for $5. $5 plus tax. And it is very nice jewelry. Amen. And it's beautiful. Doesn't fade. There's some really nice pieces. We also have an upgrade collection. An upgrade collection called the Z Collection. Now it's a little bit more costly, but it's still affordable, and they are absolutely beautiful sets as well. But you can find all of that at my webpage. Just go to my Facebook page and click the link. You'll see the paparazzi link. Click the link, and you'll be directly on my webpage, and you can place your order with anything that you want to purchase. You can you can also contact me through email or through my phone number. My email is Jackie Mays, JackieMaise at yahoo.com. You can connect with me there too. Or if you're locally in my area, which I'm in Illinois right now, you can purchase directly from me. And sometimes I'll post when I'm going to be in different places vending at different places. You know, there's events and things that's coming up in your area. Yeah. I'll be sure to post. Yeah. And let you know where I'll be. So, yes, that's my brand new sidekick, I should say.
Yeah, yes,
I'm
proud of you. Yes,
absolutely. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. And so, you guys, Evangelist Mays has an awesome ministry on the conference line. It's one of her ministries. She also do a lot for the homeless as well. She has an organization in which she does a lot for the homeless. But her conference line, I will be a part of it. I think I'm speaking November the 12th. I think I'm the last one. I asked to be the last speaker. And mine is the 12th, I believe, Evangelist.
Yes, it is.
So I'm excited. But you guys, don't wait for me to speak. There are a lot of powerhouse women that are going to be, and men.
We have a couple of men.
Yeah, Apostle Miller on it. He's a powerhouse. So we have, so there are a lot of, you know, powerful speakers. So you guys go on and support Evangelist Mays. I posted the flyer on all of my social media pages so that you guys can see. You're welcome. So you guys can see whoever is speaking and just support her ministry. Amen. And so also I'm excited. I'm proud of you in reference to your jewelry line. I know it's paparazzi, but it's still yours. You know, I'm proud of you about that. And so we're going to support you. And, yeah, everything is spot on. And it's some really good jewelry. I've brought some. I went to a conference one time with a lady. She was selling it. And she was like, everything was spot on. And it was some really good jewelry. It didn't look cheap or nothing. It was really good. So I was able to support her, and so as we support her, we're going to support you too. And so
thank you.
So God bless you.
Amen. Thank you.
You're welcome. Keep building, Dr. Vaughn.
Amen. That's right, Evangelist. And thank y'all, ladies, for letting us talk a little while as well. The men, that is. We love you guys. We love you. Hey, ladies and gentlemen, we're on the business segment right now on Straight to the Point with Prophet Dr. Dolores C. Henderson, and I'm up right now. Hey, real quickly, because I want to get to Dr. Henderson's great information as well, ladies and gentlemen. I want you guys to go to mltnetworks.net. Please go to that website right now, but also share that out as well to everybody that you know. mltnetworks.net, ladies and gentlemen. We got a tremendous network growing. And also, too, Doc, we got a new sponsor that I want to share with you as well, BioMDPlus.com. Ladies and gentlemen, guys, I want you to go. That's our new sponsor where we're promoting health and wellness. Our goal is to get you at your optimum health, ladies and gentlemen. And through your doctor, we want you to be healthy and wealthy as well. But ladies and gentlemen, go to BioMDPlus.com. And when you get ready to purchase, if you like, use that coupon code MLT30, or give me a call at 404-401-0233, 404-401-0233. But our main website for all of our services and products is at mltnetworks.net, mltnetworks.net. And thank you so much, Dr. Henderson. Back to you. We're on Straight to the Point, ladies and gentlemen. I love it.
All right. So, guys, so we're excited. We got so much stuff going on.
Yeah,
we're excited about P3 Conference 2019,
woo-hoo!
The Purpose, Plan, and the Promise. Going to be held at the Westin in Crystal City, Arlington, Virginia, on Saturday, October the 26th. So we want to see your face in the place. And we got some awesome speakers and powerhouses, and we're going to have a very good time. From 11:30 to 12:15, we're going to have the meet and greet, and we're going to have food, and you're going to be able to take walk on the purple carpet and interview and talk about your business and or, you know, your ministry and why you're at the P3 and get your picture taken. That's absolutely free, okay? Your pictures, all pictures are taken. Any pictures that are going to be taken, you're going to be getting them taken for free, okay? The food is free, so you don't have to purchase the food. It's free. The Word of God is free. The liturgical dance and all of the participants, the people that are going to be participating, going to be offering you services for free. We're serving you at P3, okay? P3 2019, we want to see you. If you have not registered yet, go ahead to eventbrite.com. to go and register, okay? It's going to be an awesome conference. It's our annual conference that we have every single year. This year, we're having it in the DMV area. Arlington, Virginia, at this particular hotel, is not that far from D.C. If you're driving, it's about 5 minutes right across the bridge. And so it's right in the Crystal City area. They call it a Crystal City area because it's absolutely beautiful there. It's a beautiful little environment, little place there down in Virginia. It's really pretty. And it's not far in Virginia. It's right. It's literally the DMV right in that in our little central location. We call it the DMV area. D stands for D.C., M stands for Maryland, and V stands for Virginia. Not Southern Virginia, not even all the way out in like Herndon or anything, is literally right outside of D.C., okay? And so we're excited. We want to see you. We did have two winners for the Jean Marie Edwards Award, so we're excited. Jean Marie Edwards, it was my loving aunt that passed away in 2009 from cancer. And so in honor of her, we are giving away we're going to be giving away at the conference two awards. We had two winners. That was Gladys Peaches Kenny, author. She has an amazing testimony, and we'll talk more about that at the conference. And then we had Elder Samuel Hendricks, who also has an awesome, awesome, awesome testimony. He was our winner. It was just so hard to pick one winner. I know that I said that I was going to pick one, but I'm telling you, it was just so hard. This, with all the stories and the testimonies, guys, I mean, it was just, you know, I picked the best two. And so to God be the glory. But we're going to also, I want all the cancer survivors that are going to be there, you'll be getting a prize too. You'll be getting something, you'll be getting recognized, because I believe that if you're here, then God is not in vain, that God has a purpose for your life, and that if you're here, it's for somebody else. And so I'm excited about your life. And I know, because I took care of my aunt, I know firsthand what you guys had to endure in the cancer. You know, I didn't have cancer, but, you know, not only did I take care of my aunt, but my daughter is a survivor too. And so, you know, but literally my daughter wasn't as as far. Yeah, my daughter went through her sickness, but it wasn't like Aunt Jean, you know. My daughter only went through hers for 31 days and 30 nights, and so, and then it came out that it was gone. So literally, you know, the hand of God just came and wiped it right out of her brain, and so to God be the glory. But Aunt Jean suffered a while, you know, and at the end she went to, you know, went on up to heaven with the Father, and I literally saw her transition. She was talking while God was transitioning her. So it wasn't a thing whereas she like went on, she never went unconscious or anything. It was kind of like, I mean, she literally was, me and her was having a conversation. We were talking. I was giving her, she was drinking orange juice. She just had orange juice and everything, you know, literally talking like I'm talking to you guys now. Like I'm talking to you guys now. And if we're having a conversation, me and my Aunt Jean was literally talking. And her voice started getting faint. That I started while we were talking, having a conversation. You know, she was talking, and I said, "Aunt Jean, she started. It was like her soul was being curved from her body, and I was talking to her, and she said, "I said I can't hear you. Speak up." She said, "You can't hear me." I said, "No." And those were her last words. "You can't hear me." And she was, and the God Almighty had just curved her from her soul while she and I were having a conversation. And so, like I said, you know, that I'm telling you, those of you who don't believe that there's life after death, after seeing something like that, can't nobody tell me that it ain't no God. Can't nobody tell me that there is not life after death. Okay. And when I say death, I'm talking about death in the natural. Because I saw from my own eyes my aunt's soul being carried away from her natural body. And once that soul was out of that body, the body got cold instantly. They let everybody know. I just come to tell you people on tonight that, you know, this is some real stuff. It's real. The spiritual realm is real, okay? It's real. So it's real. I experienced it. I saw it for myself. My aunt transitioned into heaven. I saw her. I saw her spirit being carried away from her body. Okay, she was in a hospital. She in her home in her blue chair. I never forget it. And so we're honoring two cancer survivors and honor of my dear aunt, loving. My heart, my Aunt Jean, Marie Edwards, I took care of all the way to her transition. And so we give God glory. And Liz, if the woman who was over her husband's casket could sing every praise is to our God, then I can sing it too. Every praise is to our God. And so I just want to honor her name. I was, you know, praying, and I was talking to my daughter. I said, "Aunt Jean, you a star." Amen. And so God be the glory. And so also, guys, I want you guys to go to www.dayl.com. Dayl stands for Three Generations of Royalty and Strength, okay? It's a product line. It was birthed from myself, my daughter, and my granddaughter. We offer products for total skin and body care, okay? Body sprays and fragrances, body creams and skincare creams and things to allow you to meet your goal as it relates to your weight goal and things of that nature. So we pretty much you know, deal with the total body from the crown of your head to the soles of your feet. And we have apparel as well, okay? And so you guys keep us in prayer. We got something big going to be happening soon. And so y'all keep us lifted, okay? And so also I've written several books. You can just put my name in, Dr. Dolores C. Henderson, in any Google search. I'm laughing because my granddaughter, put my name in Google and was like, "Mama, you and your face on all these books." And I said, "Yeah." So I just want to let you guys know, if you're like, well, what's the name of the book? Just put in Dr. Dolores C. Anderson, and all the books will come up. I Give You Keys, When a Prophet Cries, Something Happens, Misguided Affections, and Your Best Self Yet. Also, every Thursday, I know that I don't talk about it a lot, but I'm still on Eternal Life Network TV every Thursday from 7 to 8. At 7, they do an old show, and then on 7:30, they do a new broadcast. But I haven't taped for the month of October yet, but I will be taping this week, and so you should be getting a new show on Thursday, okay, at 7:30. And so that brings us to the end. I want to thank you guys for tuning in. I want to thank even the gentleman that called in who really had he was inquisitive, and I just didn't know what you were, you know. Yeah, I want to thank you for calling in. I want to encourage you to call me. I would love to talk to you. Talk to you and find out exactly what it is that you were trying to figure out, you know. I didn't have time to do that on this show or tonight, but I would love to talk to you. And so give me a call, and so we can dissect and exegete the word, and I'll show you everything. Any question you have, the Bible has the answer, okay? I'll be happy to show you whatever you need to see, okay? I give you the scripture and everything to support it. You've been listening to Straight to the Point. Join us again next Monday night on 347-843-4559 at 8 o'clock p.m. We're about to go, but before we leave, let me leave you with this. Always love and love hard. Always forgive and forget fast. And always, always, always believe the word of the Lord. God bless you and have a good night.
gentlemen all around the world, hope you enjoyed the programming tonight from Dr. Henderson on Straight to the Point. We've been having a great time tonight. The word came forth. So thank you so much for joining us on Straight to the Point with Confident Dr. Dolores T. Henderson. Yeah. I love it. Hey, for those listening all around the globe, you can actually listen to the programming over and over again. We do archive all of Dr. Henderson's programming here on the network. So go to blogtalkradio.com/men-let's-talk. That's blogtalkradio.com/men-let's-talk. And look for the banner titled Straight to the Point with Prophetess Dr. Dolores T. Henderson. Okay, hey, I'm out of here. We got to go every Monday night at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Hey, guys, remember, Jesus is Lord. Have a great rest of the evening. And have a great week. Bye-bye now.